Good morning. It is the 17th of April, 2024. We're deep in Eastertide. It is still Easter, so please remember to have some joy in the season, even if we talk about some really not so great news. I've mentioned for years here that research data going back to the mid-2000s at least consistently shows that most Catholics do not agree with what the Catholic Church teaches.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
We have new data that backs that up. And we have some new data also that throws a spanner, sort of a wrench into the whole thing too, because there's a concept we need to understand here. And that concept is self-reporting. When you take a survey, you're often asked what you believe and how often you do something. So let's get this out of the realm of the religion here and go right into politics for a second. How often does a person cast a vote in an election? Meaning how do you vote in every election? Yes or no? Some people will say yes when they haven't done so because they don't remember. Maybe we can bring this down to earth a little bit better. There's a lot of talk in the dietary and nutrition circles about how the standard American diet looks like X, Y, or Z. And they base this off of self-reporting survey data. How often do you eat in a day? What do you eat? How much of each food group do you eat? That kind of question. Though the data from those surveys are very, very bad because it's based on memory. This is not a question of what do you believe, who do you like in a particular contest or anything. This comes down to basic memory. And then there's also another curve in this. People will often, in these self-reporting situations, give an answer that they feel makes them look a little bit better. You see that you saw this in every political contest in the United States going back to at least 2016, where the surveys didn't match the outcome in any way, shape, or form. And a lot of people candidly admitting that they don't know who's calling them and asking their opinions, and given the climate, given the environment out there right now, where people don't want to give an honest answer. This kind of self-reporting can be a problem. And we'll see after we go over some numbers here why that is, because almost no one goes to church in the United States anymore. I'm going to mention here briefly Baltimore. I'll probably have a video on Baltimore, the situation there, in the coming days. But reducing the number of parishes there from about 60 to about 20. The reason they're doing that is only 2,000 people go to Mass on a regular basis in Baltimore anymore, in the Diocese of Baltimore. Think about that as we talk about these numbers here. But before we do that, I want to go give you an update on yesterday's story. Rupnik was the news story from yesterday. Very few people even were told by our hosts about that video, which was odd. But the Vatican was going after the journalist who brought the news to the world of Rupnik and everything he had done and all the process in Rome to keep Rupnik where he is. He had his hearing, and the Vatican court tosses the complaint against him because it's not their jurisdiction. Because strictly speaking, the man is an Italian citizen, meaning that he is under the jurisdiction of Italy, not the jurisdiction of Rome. Because remember, the Vatican is a city-state. It is its own independent country. The Vatican courts are there to deal with people who live in the Vatican. That's what they're there for. And so they tossed it because of a lack of jurisdiction, which might have been a nice technical procedure for this judge to really let the hierarchy know that it is not okay what they're doing with Rupnik. A technical way that he had every right to do, because the Vatican has its own area of jurisdiction, and the state of Italy has its own jurisdiction. and the two do rarely ever cross, unless the Vatican explicitly invites in the Italian police to handle situations in Vatican City, which does happen. But the Vatican courts say they had no jurisdiction to go after this person. This was a journalist who let the world know about Rupnik. The Vatican tried to go after him with the Vatican courts, and the Vatican judge said, no, we don't have jurisdiction for this. That is good news. So I wanted to give that update because that hit the news right after my video went live yesterday, because of course it did. That's how this always happens. But now we'll go to our main story, which comes from the National Pulse. They're repeating here, Pew Research data. A lot of people don't like Pew Research data. I don't know why. I've read their methodology. I'm a trained social scientist. I know how these surveys work. They're among the best in terms of the research data on a lot of these kind of issues. But we get this headline here. Data, majority of self-identifying Catholics reject core teachings of the Catholic Church. That's not news, but it's getting worse. A majority of Americans who identify as Catholic are not, rejecting many of the core teachings of the Catholic Church. I like how the National Pulse just comes out and bluntly tells you that essentially if you're rejecting a bunch of core teachings of the faith, you're no longer Catholic. What does that mean about the priests who do this, or the bishops who do this? Or, dare I say it, the Pope who does this? Let you decide on that. But a majority of Americans who call themselves Catholic are not, rejecting many of the core teachings of the Catholic faith. A recent survey by Pew, and when you go, it's just a spreadsheet of numbers and things, but found that 60% of self-described Catholics in the U.S. believe the Moloch ritual should be legal in all or most cases. I mean, that's not just accepting the secular narrative on this. This is accepting the most extreme form of the secular position on it. 39% said it should be legal in most cases, while nearly a full quarter, 22%, said the procedure should be legal in all cases. All cases. No restrictions. Just 28% of Catholics in America said it should be illegal in all cases. The report also found that a substantial portion of U.S. so-called Catholics advocate for more progressive changes within the church, including acceptance of the artificial barriers to being fruitful and multiplying following God's great command, as well as married priests, female priests, and the James Martin Union recognition. 83% of respondents said that they want the church to allow those barriers. 69% said priests should be able to marry, completely throwing out everything the church, the sacred tradition there. 64% said women should be allowed to become priestesses, and more than half, 54%, believe the church should recognize James Martin's parody of holy matrimony. The new survey and its findings come on the heel of Pope Francis's decision in December 2023 to allow priests to bless individuals in double S-type pairings. However, such blessings are not marriage and cannot take part during church services. That hasn't stopped anybody from doing it in church services, though. Last year, the Catholic Church, which has become increasingly liberal under the guidance of Pope Francis, decreed that confused individuals could be baptized and also be godparents. Now, when you go into some of this, when you go into some of this survey, they click the survey, but it takes an NPR thing, right? And it's 6 in 10 Catholics take the secular position on these things. But you go to like the actual report here, and it gets really odd. All right, so let's zoom in here a little bit. Say today, 20% of U.S. adults call themselves Catholic. That's actually down. It was 24%. We were at 60 million self-described Catholics in the United States in the early part of the last decade. It's down by about 15%. That's what happens when you drop 24 to 20%. It's about a 15% drop. Overall, there were 262 million adults in the U.S. in 2023. This suggests that there are roughly 52 million Catholic adults nationwide, and that number was at 60. We were at a quarter of the adult population. As you can see, that drop in the line right there. This is, again, Pew Research Center's National Public Opinion Reference Surveys. I'm going to give you, at the end of this, the curveball on all of this that makes this much worse. But point two, actually, most U.S. Catholics are white, but a third are Hispanic. Catholic population is 57% white, 33% Hispanic, 4% Asian, and 2% African-American, while 3% are of another group. The white population for that has dropped by 8 points, and the Hispanic has increased by 4. And so you start seeing here a lot of the, you see the breakdown here in that graph. It's not the easiest to read here. Let's see if I can make it a little bit larger for your screen. Get that out of the way. But you see, there you go. Now, that I don't care about that. Immaterial for our purposes here. But Catholics tend to be older in the United States, too. 6 in 10 Catholics are 58, are over 50. Among all U.S. adults in the survey, by comparison, 48% fall into this range. So we tend to skew a little towards the older. Most of the younger Catholics are Hispanic. That doesn't surprise anybody. We'll skip past like some of the geographics because it doesn't. I don't think that matters that much. We're on the education. Here we go. About 3 in 10 U.S. Catholics, 28%, say they attend Mass weekly or more often. Larger shares of Catholics say they pray on a daily basis, 52%, and say religion is very important in their lives, 46%. It means that between here, this 46% number, or maybe we'll go be more generous, the 52% number and the 28% number, they say that they pray daily, but they don't think they have to go to Mass, even though the church says you have to go to Mass every Sunday. Accepting people who, for whatever reason, have a legitimate excuse that their priest gives them an out for not having to go to Mass on a regular basis. But overall, 20% of U.S. Catholics say they attend Mass weekly and pray daily and consider religion very important in your life. That's this audience here, basically. Although, obviously, I don't have 20% of U.S. Catholics. Otherwise, I'd have like 10 million people watching my channel. But by contrast, 10% of Catholics say they attend Mass a few times a year or less often and pray seldom or never and consider religion not to or not at all important in their lives. So, okay, let's go back to these numbers here. You have this; these numbers here show you that very few people go to Mass at all, ever. They call themselves Catholic, but maybe they haven't darkened the door of a parish, let alone a confessional, in years. And this is not being addressed by our bishops. They're not trying to get people to darken the doors of parishes again. Maybe a priest will say something about, quip at their Easter vigil or their Ash Wednesday Mass or their Christmas Mass. Oh, you know, we're open every day of the year, right? But they never think about how to get people back who've just stopped going entirely. One of the things this number doesn't really tell you also is how many of them walked away and I'll go to like rock and roll parishes. So not parishes, but Protestant ecclesial communities where they go and watch a rock concert and listen to a speech by a self-appointed pastor. And that's what they do on Sunday. Now, how many of them are calling themselves Catholic, but still do that and think that that's a fine way to do it, who have lost all touch in the reality of the sacraments? And they compare this to the Protestants who say 40% say they attend church services at least weekly. And 67% of them pray regularly, and 66% say religion is very important in their lives. I find that interesting that they pray daily, that 1% more pray daily, but don't think think religion is very important in their lives. I don't understand it. But you start getting into the numbers here, and you get some political stuff, and I don't care about that for this purpose here, because why do we need to know? Why nobody is going to be surprised that that they lean towards that party there, that 60% of that they lean as heavily towards that party as they do. That just doesn't surprise me. It goes into some more election stuff and then more Moloch ritual stuff. And you start seeing this, right, where you're getting into these numbers here, where this is an overt a rejection of the church's moral authority. And that's just on that issue. 3/4 of Catholics in the United States view Pope Francis favorably. I have mentioned this repeatedly. People don't believe me when I say that most Catholics take a favorable view of him. It's a little lower than the 80% who it was in 2013, but now it's 5% more, which interestingly enough, it's up along a political divide, which doesn't surprise me enough, or doesn't surprise me that much. But remember that Mass attendance number. And remember that number, they say 28%. I actually dug a little bit deeper into that, into the survey. You may have seen a screenshot of this floating around on social media, and I looked for a screenshot to make it easy, couldn't find it. But they have found that something like 20% of Americans in general say they go to church regularly. When you really break the numbers down between self-identified Protestants, self-identified Catholics, and others who call themselves Christian, but don't call themselves Protestant for whatever reason. But when you break the numbers down, this is like 20, 25% go to church on a regular basis. It's self-reported. And remember, I started this by warning you about self-reported data. Because they took cell phone data that you can buy from the cell phone providers. And for research purposes, they started looking at data, crunching the numbers on who actually goes to church by tracking their phones. And they found that only 4.6% of Americans go to church on a regular basis. If you need an example, an answer to why the state of the world, the state of the church is as it is right now, you'll find your answer there. 4.6% of Americans go to church. I am not Protestant friendly. Most people know this. Other than on an individual basis, I've got friends and family members who are very confused by my Catholic faith, who don't support that, but otherwise are on good terms with. But as a general rule, Protestantism, I'm not on good terms with. But this country, and this is repeated across the Western world, has turned its back on Christ, even an erroneous vision of Christ, on Christ completely. 4.5% on a regular basis go to church. What do you think the consequences of that are? Well, they're simple. Just look around you. Look around what's going on in the world right now. This overt rejection of morality, the fundamental basic truths of reality, rejected. And I have to wonder how much does internet impurity play into this? Because the numbers I've seen on that are staggering. There are 285 people watching the stream right now at 4:26 in the morning Central Time. 291 now. The statistics on the number of men who consume that stuff would, if we're at a 50-50 split, we'll say just for the argument, it means about 145 men are watching. That would mean of the 145 men, about 140 of them, on occasion at least, watch that stuff. And then because you're Catholic, you go to confession for it. The women, it would be about 130 of them. And I wonder how much that has to do with this. Because sin darkens the intellect. We know what the truth of the Moloch ritual is. We know the truth of what the James Martin sin is. And our adherence to what the church teaches on this causes us no end of grief and discomfort in the culture. We pick up those crosses and we carry them. But we get no sound teaching anymore on those things, or rarely in the parish, even more rarely from bishops, except for some courageous few exceptions to that rule. So people don't abide by what the church has to say on it. Or they think that those are optional teachings. Imbibing of the probably the most prevalent and pervasive American heresy today. And when I first became a Christian, I was guilty of it too. Before I was really realizing that this wasn't going to work and that I needed to actually find the truth. And the oldest and the easiest American heresy is this. The me and Jesus. Jesus didn't start a religion. That as long as I have I'm good with Jesus and I say a prayer that binds him in a legal contract somehow of salvation, then I'm okay. It's an American heresy. Many Catholics believe it. I don't know why they stay in the Catholic Church, because the Catholic Church, on paper, Catholicism is the hardest. Catholicism, except maybe Orthodoxy, are the hardest versions of Christianity you can do. But when we look at that cell data, 4.5% go to church on a regular basis. So what does that do to those numbers about mass attendance? If it's like a third of, if that cell data shows it's only like a third or a quarter of actual people who self-report to going to church every week, it's actually only a quarter of them. What does that say about our mass attendance? Is there anybody in the live chat here who works in a parish office? You may have noticed at my parish, my family has, we tend to be in the side of kids' room basically for mass for most of it because my son has special needs. But there's somebody who comes in and takes a census every time we're there. He counts heads. I would love to know if somebody at your, and you'll see this at any parish really, I would love to know if someone who has access to that data can, could next time you're able to, compare it to the parish registration number and see how it lines up. It's not the perfect way. The Catholic Church, for whatever reason, has decided to keep on their parish rolls anybody who has ever registered at that parish, unless they explicitly write to them asking to be removed. There's an old parish in Tulsa that I need to actually contact and get them to remove me from there, because I haven't been in their parish in 5 years. Six years. They do the same with people who walk away from the faith, technically registered at the parish. And that's why I don't believe the numbers that say there's 1.2 billion Catholics in the world. I don't know how many Catholics there are. People who at least try to practice the faith. We're not talking about living, breathing, walking saints here. We're talking just people who try even badly to live the faith, but still go to church when they should. Even if they go to confession, not as often as they should, and have really horrible sins in their life, but they're at least believe the faith and are trying to live the faith. How many people like that and better are there in the world truly? Andrew asked me what kind of mass parish do I go to? FSSP most of the time. I have gone to mass with the SSPX. No, they're not in schism. I don't get into the tradition, the inter-trad fighting about which parish kind is the best. I find that stuff a waste of time, especially the things we got dealing with in the church right now. Tony says, the only thing you hear about consistently from the pulpit are stewardship drives. Don't forget the dad jokes. Don't forget the dad jokes. I'm blessed to not to have priests who don't start their masses with a dad joke. Probably kept on the record for funding reasons, says David. Well, there's a problem with that, though. The tithe that each parish has to pay to your diocese is based on the number of people on the on your rolls there. It would do them a favor to actually update their rolls. It really would. So, John brings us the old Chesterton quote. It's not that Christianity has been tried and found wanting, has been found difficult and left untried. Basically. Yeah. I want to know what you think about this. Do you see this every day? These numbers that we're talking about here. Lack of belief among Catholics. The lack of mass attendance. You know, we're not talking about the families who maybe for whatever reason, they split their time between parishes. That happens. I mean, there are people at my FSSP parish who maybe one spouse isn't as sold on the traditional mass as the other. So they then go to their neighborhood ordinary form parish for whatever reason, or maybe they go there sometimes because they have commitments, family commitments later in the day. So they need to, for whatever reason, they've got their reasons and they do that. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about people you only ever see once in a while. You kind of find out that they only go to mass once in a while. I'll give you another anecdote here. In 2019, my wife and I hosted an exchange student. We were paired with her because we were Catholic. And we were told, oh, she's pretty Catholic. She goes to mass on a regular basis. We got to talking to her. She's from a Northern European country. I'm not going to say what her name was or anything. She told us, oh, yeah, we're very Catholic. We go to mass twice a month. She ended up asking for a new host family because we were, you know, traditional mass goers and prayed before meals and all that other stuff. Again, I'm not telling you this to puff my own chest up. Nothing like that. We all have these times where we encounter this. And I'm curious, do these numbers surprise you? 4.5% of Catholics, or Christians broadly speaking, go to church on a regular basis when they self-report to surveys that it's about 20 to 25% go to church on a regular basis. Does that surprise you? And what does that turn into for this Pew Research data that says 20% say they go to Mass weekly? Finally, before I wrap this up, I want to thank those who have been participating in our Give, Send, Go campaign. It's still active. We are at 80%, which is fantastic and way higher than I ever thought. It was for those at curious. It was started by a viewer after I gave some personal news on Easter. If you'd like to participate in that, if you want to help out, it'd be in the pinned comment below. I'll have links to all this stuff in my show notes at returntotradition.org here in the next few minutes. So I'm going to let you think about all this if you're watching this in the later after the broadcast, and hit like and subscribe if you haven't. It does help. So it is sharing all this on social media. That helps too. As always, pray for the church. I'm Anthony Stein. Ave Maria.